Hello, everyone. This is Clay Jeffcoat, coming to you from Columbia, South Carolina. This is my first attempt at a podcast. I'm using my computer for recording with a microphone and a mixer. And so, what I'd like to do today is describe to you the HHM2IR talking multimeter from Omega Engineering. This meter, I just looked at their website. It appears that it is no longer available. Perhaps you can find one on another website somewhere. This meter is probably about 4 inches in depth, maybe six. It's about 2 inches high, maybe 1.5 inches high at its lowest point. It's lower in the back than it is in the front because of the display in the front. It has 5 buttons across the top and the front, and a bar to announce what's on the display, and an on-off switch. And it has a knob on the left-hand side to select the mode that you'd like to use. And there are 3 jacks in the front for plugging in test measurement equipment. And by that I mean like test probes. I posted a message to the list, the email list, the other day about adding breakers to your home. In that, I mean, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, where your breakers are for your house, if you wanted to add another breaker there to add some more outlets somewhere. And we were discussing swapping out a 220 breaker for a 110 or 2 110s. And I had sent that message to the list, and I hope I didn't bore any of you too much with it. So some of you may not be interested in listening to this podcast, and some of you may. I'll try to provide some personal information about myself, which might make it a little bit more interesting as we go through the podcast itself. On the rear of the unit, there are a couple of jacks. There's a 3-level switch for the volume. There's a jack where you can plug in an external switch if you would like to activate the speech remotely from another source. I've got a foot pedal that I wired up. I found whenever I was using this instrument to test things, there's a button on the actual test probe where you would test a voltage. I would touch something with it, and I found when I was trying to press the button while touching the probe, I would wiggle my hand. So I wired up a foot pedal so I can touch what I need to touch and then step down with my foot and have it read me the reading on the display. There's an earphone jack on the rear of the unit. There's also an external data jack, which I've never used, and it said was going to be used for future equipment, hooking it up to a computer, I guess. And there are 2 inputs on the back for temperature probes. And I have used those. So what I'm going to do is let you, first of all, hear the unit whenever I cut it on. What it's going to do is tell you exactly what mode it is in, and it's going to read you the display. So I'm going to flip the unit on and hold it up to the microphone.
Amps, DC.
Next one. Volts DC.
Millivolts AC. Millivolts DC. T1 degrees C.
That's for your temperature probes in the rear, and right now it's set up for Celsius. It always defaults to Celsius. You can change it to Fahrenheit. And that's the last mode switch. Now, while you're in the T temperature setting, you can use the buttons on the front to change between T1, which is the first terminal in the rear, T2, which is the second, or T1 minus T2. So you can have 2 different probes going at the same time and have it subtract the value for you. Let's see if I can change
T1 degrees F.
That's degrees F for Fahrenheit. Let's see if I can change it. I just did something there. I'll describe to you in a minute. T2 degrees F.
T1 minus T2 degrees F.
Okay, so T1 minus T2.
T1 degrees F.
All right, now I'm going to make a little bit of noise here. I'm going to open up the carrying case that the unit came with, and I'm going to plug in one of the temperature probes and give you a little bit of a demonstration of that. They are just basically a plug, a little with two spades on the end of it. If I can set that up there without it falling. Unroll the probe here. And I'm going to plug it into the rear of the unit. Now, I can't remember which one is which. If you plug it in, let's say you plug it into T1 and then you have it set for T2, it will tell you that there's no input. Let's see. I got one plugged in now. Let's see what it says.
T1, open circuit.
Okay, so I've got the probe plugged into T2, but the meter was set up to read T1, so it said open circuit. I'm going to plug it. I'm going to remove the plug and plug it in. The plug that's on the back of this is extremely tight. Okay, now it's plugged in. Let's see what it says.
T1, 85.4 degrees.
Okay, and it's laying on my leg, so I'm going to hold the tip of it in my fingers, and we'll see the digital display should start to climb, and it should tell me approximately the temperature of my fingers.
T1, 90.8 degrees.
It's 90.8 degrees. Let's see if I can stretch it across here and get it up. Drop the wire. See if I can get it somewhere close to this light bulb without burning myself. And let's see what it will do.
T1, 100.4 degrees.
Okay, it's at 100.4. You get the point. It'll go up. Certainly, the light bulb is probably much hotter than 100 point whatever it said. Now, this unit comes equipped with a couple of different speech modes. You can have it speak on demand, which is what I've been doing by pressing the button. Now, if I hold down the speech button until it beeps,
T1, 79.0 degrees F.
It's beeping. Now, what's going to happen? I've let my finger off
T1,
of it.
T1, 78.4 degrees F.
And I'm not touching it.
T1, 78.0 degrees F.
You see it continues to speak. I'm going to touch the probe between my fingers.
78.4 degrees F. T1, 91.4 degrees F. T1.
And I'm going to hold the button down again to get it to stop.
Degrees F.
And it beeped again, so now it has stopped. You can also do that with the foot pedal. If you hold the foot pedal down, which I've got wired up, it does not come with one, it will beep, and then you can let your foot off of it, and it will continuously speak. Okay, so I've demonstrated the temperature function. I elected to go ahead and buy a temperature probe as well that is not actually a probe. It's an infrared-type device. It's got a laser in it, which I can't really tell when the laser's aimed at something properly, but I can aim it in the general direction, and you don't even have to touch whatever you want to measure the temperature of. It will just by aiming it at the device within, 4 or 5 inches, it will read you the temperature of it, so you don't even have to physically touch it. And that's great for if you're a person like me who's into all kind of stuff. I like working on engines and this, that, and the other. You can measure exhaust pipe temperatures and things like that. That particular probe I have here, and I just recently moved, and during the move, somehow the device got cut on and the battery died, of course, and it is an odd battery, so I'm going to have to do some research to try to find a supplier or a location. It's like a 7-volt battery, but it looks like a AA. That probe also comes with a spiral cord that you can plug into it and then plug it. Well, not a probe. This device comes with a spiral cord that you can plug in, and it's an extra, I think it's an extra $100. The unit itself, I think, if I remember correctly, was somewhere around 350 $300 to $350. And if you, I think MaxiAids also carried it. And I don't know if they still do since Omega is saying that it's not available anymore. I just bopped the unit. And so I'm not sure whether they still carry it, but it was like $450, something like that. I'm going to demonstrate now for you. I can put it on. I'm going to put it on volts DC. Volts DC. Now, right now, I'm running off of a 9-volt battery that is in the unit. So you do have the option of running a 9-volt battery or running the external transformer that does come with the unit. It comes with two temperature. It comes with two probes for testing voltages, and those go in the front of the unit. The negative goes on the negative terminal, and the positive has two little plugs. One is the regular plug, and the other one, they're molded together into one piece, is for the voice activation, because the positive probe does have a button on it so that you can press it and have it tell you the reading. And there's a third jack if you flip the positive plug over, because the speech plug is right between the two larger plugs. If you flip the plug over, then it will go in the amp side and you can read amps with it, which I have never done. Now, if I can find a 9-volt battery, which of course I cannot put my hands on at this particular time, it would read you 9-point-something volts AC or DC. And I did not mention demonstrate the fact that those temperature probes will also read Celsius. It will read ohms as well.
Ohms.
Ohms is a measure of resistance, for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about. A very, very minute amount of voltage is introduced on the probes, and you can put the two probes on a circuit, and it will tell you how much resistance is in the circuit. If you touch the two probes together, and then you press the zero button on the meter itself, it will say...
Zero ohms.
So I have zeroed the unit out, and I'm ready to test something. I'm trying to find something around here to test now. I will admit I'm not quite as prepared for this podcast as I probably should be. I'm going to test the resistance across a piece of metal here. And of course the metal is painted, so of course it's not going to read the actual resistance within the metal, because it cannot conduct any type of electricity. I do have a piece of wire here, some wire that would go on a radio. Not on a radio, it's a piece of household wiring, like you would wire a lamp. And I'm going to touch the probes here and let you hear. It should read somewhere close to a 0 ohms, hopefully. I've got this wire kind of spooled up in a nice loop here, so I'm trying to get my probe on both ends of the wire. I've got my probe on one end, and I'm going to read the other.
20.98 mega ohms.
Okay, I'm not making a very good connection. Certainly should not read something like that. 0.7 ohms. Okay, I didn't make a very, very good connection, but I made a connection enough that you can read. You can tell that it read ohms, and that's good for 0.7 ohms. That's good for measuring circuits to see if there's any conductivity within the circuit.
Milliamps DC.
Let's see.
Amps
DC. Now I can turn the volume up. And of course, I press the button. On the bottom of the unit, there is a door that you can open up. And inside this door, you will find two fuses. the 9-volt battery, and the speech chip, which can be removed and replaced with a different language, if you so desire. Someone did a podcast about the talking VIP talking thermostat, and I have one of those as well. And after I had wired it up and put the cover back on it, I had someone assist me with that because of the multicolored wires. I tested the heat coming out of my heat vents, and it was at 80-something degrees. This was last season. And I said, you know, and then it started climbing to 90. I said, wait a minute, the heat strips aren't coming on for some reason. And I think it was the white wire had come loose, and I knew that by testing my air vent once we, the temperature coming out of my air vents. Once we got that wire hooked back up, it jumped up to 120 degrees. You know, I could tell what something wasn't right because the heat, if any of you are familiar with the heat pump, if you barely turn the thermostat up, just the compressor will heat the home. And if you really need to get some heat, because it's extremely cold in the house, the heat strips will come on, which is an auxiliary method of supplementing the heat. And I knew they weren't coming on, and I knew that with my other thermostat they were, so I knew something had to be wrong, and I used this in order to test that particular type situation. Well, I hope you found this podcast interesting. I'm going to pack this unit back up in its little carrying case. I use it quite often. My wife doesn't have to come out and read a meter for me anymore. And even if, she, you know, back whenever she had to do that for me, it was a matter of navigating the controls on an older unit as well. And this unit is auto-ranging. A lot of the older units, especially the old analog sets, with the needle that moved back and forth, you had several different scales. So if you didn't know what a voltage was supposed to be in some roundabout fashion, if you had no clue as to what it was, you could end up damaging your meter by setting it on the wrong range. But this is an auto-ranging meter, so you just stick the probes in. As long as it's something that's not over, like, 2,000 volts, it will measure it, and you don't have to worry about burning up your meter or damaging your circuitry. As I mentioned before, it does come with a DC transformer, so you can plug it into the wall, and I'm not aware of a fact that it will charge a battery of any sort within the unit itself. Well, I hope you guys found this interesting, like I said, and this is my first time using Studio Recorder as well. I downloaded it off of the APH website, and I'm kind of testing it out. I went to the beta site and downloaded the demo copy of it, and it is really a nice program. Larry, I'll have to say that it is really nice to be able to manipulate audio on the computer by myself. And I want to say that I really have enjoyed the podcasts as well, everybody's contributions, as well as yours, Larry, on the walk home and the walk to work. I've learned a lot of stuff. I'm fixing to get a Olympus DS2. I decided I listened to the recordings with the WS200S and the DS2, and I could certainly tell a difference in the audio quality. And I'm not real concerned with long podcasts, so I'll just move my files off of it and then clear it out to make another recording. So I think the DS2 is going to serve me well. I'm going to have to get an external microphone, of course, because I have heard the differences in the two, and I do prefer the external microphone. And I'll probably get, Larry, I'll probably get whatever you're using. I'll have to go to the frequently asked questions section of the site and find that. Well, that's it. If you guys have any questions, you can email the list, or you can email me directly. My email address is cjeffcoat, that is JeffCoat, then the number 2 @sc.rr.com.